Good morning. It is good to welcome you to our 9:30 Connect service. And even though we are separated, we can still be connected. I thank the Connect team for being with us this morning and sharing in music. And I hope everybody's been singing at home. I wanted to share with you today that some have asked, how is it to preach in front of an empty sanctuary? And actually, I have some experience in this. When I was 19 years old, I pastored a church named Whitfield, and there were only 7 members. So on the best of Sundays, we'd have 10. And so if I had a couple of people that were hard of hearing, and a couple of people that were not really that attentive, and then I had some children in that 10. So I have actually preached with nobody listening, so I know what it's like. But I can only imagine what it's like on the live stream. There are persons listening, and we're glad you've tuned in. Last week, we had 400 computers logged in, devices logged in to Shalimar, and it sounded like we had even as great an impact as we have on most Sundays. We had 10 different states, so I have no idea who's tuning in today, but we're so glad that you've been a part of this worship service, and thank you, Connect team. We appreciate you sharing with us today and bringing your A game. I was amazed. I kept turning around saying, they're singing like there's people out there. And the sanctuary is still very vacant. But we are glad that we have live stream. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you that though we are separated, we can still connect. And how important it is that we connect with every opportunity. And now I pray the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, this has to be the most unusual time in our lifetime to go without so many things that we're accustomed to doing. Things that we never thought would be possible or happening, like going 2 straight Sundays without having worship together. People having to make tough decisions with their businesses, and people staying home. It's unprecedented what's going on now. And it is in times like these that we really do need to draw together and be together. And so today I'd like to just acknowledge that we're in a different format, we're in a different method, but we are still worshiping the same God. And we're worshiping just in a different way today, and we're so glad you're here in this unprecedented pandemic time as we all seek to do what we need to do to thwart the spread of the coronavirus. Every little thing we do can help. I heard on television yesterday somebody said it's hard to believe that you're helping the world when you're sitting on your couch tuning into Netflix, staying at home. But actually, that's the uniqueness of this time, is there's just no other time like it. So I'm glad you're here with us today. Let's see what we can learn about heaven together, and in particular, the kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven like? Jesus often, when he told parables, he would say things like, the kingdom of heaven is like, and he said a mustard seed on one occasion. He said it's like a treasure found in a field on another. The kingdom of heaven Jesus talked about throughout his ministry. And we've been teaching and preaching about heaven, that one day heaven will come for all of us that are in Christ. And we may have not thought about it, but heaven is something that we do not have to wait on. We can have heaven in our hearts today, because the kingdom of heaven is near us. So we can gain assurance in knowing that in this time of separation, that God is with us. Now, in the last couple of weeks, we've had to learn a whole nother language by necessity. We've learned terms I didn't know what they meant to. I really focused on what they meant. Social distancing. And you'd be pleased to know that the ones that are actually here in the sanctuary are practicing social distancing right now. And staying apart from each other so that we can stop the spread of the coronavirus, flattening the curve in hopes that everybody participating in this will have a cumulative effect and everybody will help thwart this virus, flattening the curve, taking away the chances of this disease to spread, this virus. And then, of course, quarantine. Many of us have been home more than we've been at home in a long, long time. We're likely to look at that a few more weeks yet. What's it going to be like? So we learned all these terms this past few weeks. Well, and also, who would have ever thought that toilet paper would be the new gold standard? And that something like toilet paper would elevate to be the most sought-after product on the shelves. These are strange, strange times. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot that we do not know, a lot of unknown. There's some things, and for type A individuals, this just is just what kills you. There are so many things out of our control right now. So let's just acknowledge we are in a crisis. We have uncertainty. We have unknown. We have a lack of control. But what we still have is that we are in this together. We're in this together. This was a photo made by one of our 12 by 12 groups last year. And it's actually all the hands of the 12 by 12 people. It took a while to plan this photo. It took about a half hour. It took a lot of cooperation. Some kneeling, some standing, but we made the shape of the cross. That's where we are now with the coronavirus. We all have to work together. It's best to work together. It's a time where it really does not help us at all to blame our leaders or to blast our elected leaders, whether they're Republican or Democrat or independent. It doesn't help. This is a time we need to all pull together for the greater good of the world. And we as Christians, we have a special need to be ambassadors and witnesses for Christ in this time, to think about others above ourselves and to think about how we can help others. It's a time for us to show appreciation to those who work in hospitals, nurses, doctors, surgeons that are under tremendous pressure and stress right now. It's a time for us to remember they are our heroes. I'm grateful for those in the balcony this morning that are serving, making this live stream possible. Thank you so much for what you're doing for the kingdom. This is a time we are to work together, and we can work together, and we can make a great difference. I want to share with you some Kingdom of Heaven teaching today. Kingdom of Heaven teaching. And drawing from two verses that Lori read for us for just a few moments ago. First of all, we heard that we are not far from the kingdom of heaven. With this man that asked Jesus the question, he quoted scripture and he quoted saying, if we're to love God and we're to love our neighbor. And Jesus said to him, upon his good response, you are not far from the kingdom of heaven. And so for those of us that feel isolated, those of us that feel alone, in need of other people, and we're not around other people, in need of our families, and we're not around family in such a time, it's reassuring to know we're not far from the kingdom of God. We do not have to wait for heaven to know glimpses of heaven now. God is with us. The kingdom of God is near us. The kingdom of God can even be within us when we live these teachings of Jesus in our everyday lives, when we love one another, when we're kind to one another, when we serve one another. We're not far from the kingdom. The second passage I wanted to lift up is from the Lord's Prayer. We pray this all the time, on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. If the world is going to make it through this crisis, and it is a world pandemic, we're going to need to live more like heaven on earth. To live more like heaven on earth. And for those of us that seek to follow Jesus, we can already experience glimpses and taste of heaven now. Whenever we love, whenever we're kind, whenever we serve, those are glimpses of heaven. When somebody does something kind that's totally unexpected, those are glimpses of heaven. When we love unconditionally, that's another glimpse and taste of heaven. So let it be on heaven, on earth, as it is in heaven, particularly during this corona pandemic. First of all, today, I'd like to share with you three kingdom teachings that I hope you'll take with you. That there's never been a time where our kingdom connection is more important than right now. Never been a time where our kingdom connection is more important than right now. We'll never replace what it's like being together for worship. There's something very special. I miss you this morning. I miss seeing the faces. I miss hearing the sounds. I miss the corny jokes. I miss you this morning. There's nothing that will ever replace that kingdom connection of being in worship together. But that's not where we are right now. So what can we do? Well, we can do the best we can. And live stream is one of those methods. It's the best we can right now. And so we can be together as much as we're together. And there's some other ways. I would encourage us to think out of the box. There is a man named Eric that had a vision years ago. This was long before you had a pandemic going on. He had a vision of a virtual choir. And he started pulling people together from all over the world virtually. And he put together quite a choir. Some of these people were lonely. Some of these people felt like they were underappreciated for their musical abilities. And he was able to break through a lot of notions. And he did something very amazing. And I'd like for us to take a look and listen at this clip at what Eric did.
And I had this idea, if I could get 50 people to all do this same thing, sing their part, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, wherever they were in the world, post their videos to YouTube, we could cut it all together and create a virtual choir. And I sent out this call to singers, and I made free the download of the music to a piece that I'd written in the year 2000 called Lux Aurumque, which means light and gold. And lo and behold, people started uploading their videos. Now, I should say before that, what I did is I posted a conductor track of myself conducting, and it's in complete silence when I filmed it because I was only hearing the music in my head, imagining the choir that would one day come to be. Afterwards, I played a piano track underneath so that the singers would have something to listen to. And then as the videos started to come in, this is Cheryl Ang from Singapore. This is Evangelina Etienne. Massachusetts. Stephen Hansen from Sweden. This is Jamal Walker from Dallas, Texas. There was even a little soprano solo in the piece, and so I had auditions. And a number of sopranos uploaded their parts. I was told later, and also by lots of singers who were involved in this, that they sometimes recorded 50 or 60 different takes until they got just the right take. And from the crowd emerged this young man, Scott Haynes, and he said, listen, this is the project I've been looking for my whole life. I'd like to be the person to edit this all together. I said, thank you, Scott. I'm so glad that you found me. And Scott aggregated all of the videos. He scrubbed the audio. He made sure that everything lined up. And then we posted this video to YouTube about a year and a half ago. This is Lux Arumque, sung by the Virtual Choir.
That amazing that you were able to pull together from all parts of the earth through a virtual choir. Let's think out of the box as we think about our kingdom connection, how we can have a kingdom connection in this time. There are some opportunities that we have, and that's what I like to look for is in adversity, in a crisis, what are the opportunities that are being birthed right now? And so one of the opportunities is that we have some people that perhaps we can reach virtually or electronically online that we may not have paid as much attention to before. I would invite us, for instance, this week to think about how our groups and how our relationships can continue to go on. Right now we have a 9:30 Sunday school that's going on by live stream. We also have two Sunday school classes that have opted this week to use Zoom, and so they're meeting by Zoom. Our 144 groups, they're continuing this week by Zoom, and we want to reopen our groups because people's schedules have changed since a few weeks ago. So if you find yourself at home and you're looking for meaningful things to do, I'd love for you to connect with a 144 group this week. They're meeting on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Saturday morning. And let Faith know if you want to connect to a 144 group and we'll get you connected. But let's use this unique time to use our kingdom connection. We're stronger when we're together, when we are connected. The pastors this week will be seeking to make direct communication with many of our members, as many as we possibly can, this coming week. Let's look for ways that we can connect with one another during this historic world pandemic. We're also called to kingdom compassion. Jesus looked out over Jerusalem one day and he felt compassion for the people because he looked around and he said, they look like sheep without a shepherd. I would imagine that's the way our globe looks right now. People walking around confused, staying at home, feeling isolated, fighting the battle of depression, fighting, is there any hope? What's the use? And this is a time where we can show great kingdom compassion, kindness to one another. To ratchet that up, be extra kind, be extra compassionate. Listen to people. Seek to help people if at all possible. To realize we're all in this together and we need one another. And we can make a great kingdom impact now. And this is the kingdom of heaven on earth. When we can show kingdom compassion. It's the kingdom of heaven on earth. We do not have to wait for heaven. We can go ahead and connect with kingdom compassion now. And thirdly, I'd like for us to have this week kingdom confidence. I know that there's a great confidence war going on right now. People have built their lives around thinking it's going to be a certain way, and then within a few weeks, the rug is pulled out from under you. And so now that confidence of what looks so secure is shaky at best. So how do we proceed? How do we proceed? The Apostle Paul says in Philippians that this work that Christ began in you, I am confident that he will work to complete that in each of you. That being sure that this work that began in God, that he is confident that God will complete that work. That's what we need now. We need kingdom confidence. And that's really who we are as God's people. We can read through the scriptures and see how many of the great teachings of the Bible came when it was the greatest adversity. And that is true for us today. That in the moments of greatest adversity, strangely enough, those are the greatest moments of kingdom confidence. We know that ultimately our confidence is in the Lord, not in ourselves. But our confidence ultimately is in the Lord. We'll get through this, and we'll get through it stronger as we keep our eyes on the Lord and have this kingdom confidence. I'm very concerned for those of you that are already depressed, that you don't know what you're going to do this week. You've had so much isolation that you don't know if you can stand another week of that. I've been hearing from different ones of you. It's different for everybody. But this is a time, as the lilies of the field, they do not worry. The birds of the air do not worry. It's a time for us to put our confidence in the Lord and not let our worries get the best of us, but to instead seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And we cannot add 1 hour to our life through worry. We do not need to worry about tomorrow right now. We need to just focus on today. Focus on the present. Be with the people you're with. Be fully present if possible. When you make phone calls, be fully present with the people you call. When you connect online, be fully with the people that you're with. Let's proceed with kingdom confidence. In a few weeks, it's Easter. And I'm supposing everybody's thinking about what in the world will we do. Such a big Sunday, and there's a strong possibility we won't even be able to convene here together. So what will we do? Well, we'll have Easter service online, live stream. But something else we'll do is the first Sunday we're back together, we'll have Easter. Because Easter doesn't have to be confined to just one day a year. That's more the cultural understanding of Easter. But we're taught that resurrection is every day. We're taught by Jesus that the kingdom of God is near us now. We don't have to wait to Easter. So we're going to have a big celebration on Easter Sunday. If it's online, it's online. But when we're back together, we're going to have a big celebration. We're going to celebrate that Christ brings the victory. He brings the victory over sin. He forgives us. He dies for us in our sins. He brings the victory over evil. There's no virus that can end the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is here, and the kingdom of God is near, and the kingdom of God is coming. And there's nothing in this life that can stop that. And the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is going to come over death. We're going to all die one day, but one day we'll be with God in heaven because of the resurrection. So I would anticipate that though there's still so much we don't know, so much we're uncertain about, and so much that's out of our control, this is going to be the most impactful Easter this church, our nation, our world has ever known. Let us proceed with kingdom confidence. I want to come back to those passages I opened with. Let this week be a week that we can treat people as if we're already in heaven. Let us, with everything we have at our disposal, let us live that our life is going to be as heaven here on earth, as the Lord's Prayer teaches us. Lord, help it be on earth as it is in heaven. We need that desperately in our world. And then, when we feel so isolated, we feel alone, we might even be going through boredom, whatever, remember that we are kingdom people, and the kingdom of heaven is now. God's with us. We're never alone. The kingdom of heaven is now. Would you pray with me? Thank you, God, for your teachings on the kingdom of heaven. May our world, as we battle this virus, may we live more on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for all those who have been affected by death and sickness, and all those that are living in fear. We pray that all of this will lead us closer to you, and that we will be your people, even living and giving people heaven now, not waiting till we die, but giving people with our love and with our deeds and with our kindness and compassion that we love people now. Let it be so, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.